Hey guys.
Hey.
I'm Jess.
I'm Tara. And welcome to another episode of Guided Bullshit.
Yeah, we have a very, very special guest today.
Very special.
brought us mimosas.
She did bring us mimosas.
That's only one of the reasons she's
Maybe
so
we
special.
Should start requiring that from all of our guests.
Yes.
Bring us mimosas.
That could be like an interesting part of your show.
Oh god,
everyone
yes.
brings like a different drink.
Yeah.
Yes. Dude, we're
getting so many good ideas today.
Yeah. So we have our friend Claire on today.
Hi.
And we're gonna get
candy wasted.
We're gonna get real high on sugar.
Like real high.
Yeah, so Claire, Claire. Look, I'm already drunk. you're kind of like addicted to candy or just
I don't
have
know.
A passion for it?
I guess I have a passion for it. It's weird because like I thought I stopped liking candy. Well, I mean, like I eat candy every day. That's like
oh,
it's,
wow.
Like every like it's not even I can't imagine not eating candy every day, so I guess if I phrase it like that, it sounds like I have an addiction. But I don't really see it as a problem. I do have weak enamel, so I guess, like, in the future, it might be a problem.
Sound like a true addict. I don't see it as a problem right now. I mean, there's these issues, but...
Well, no one's ever been like...
A problem.
No one's ever been like, Claire, you eat too much candy. People be like, Claire, you drink too much, but... We were talking about this before. Anyway. Yeah, I don't know. In high school, everyone would make fun of me for, like, how much candy I ate.
Really?
Not, like, in a mean way. Like, my friends.
Yeah.
Playful jests, but yeah, I don't know.
Like,
I really
ever
like
a point
candy.
Where you realize, like, oh shit, like I do eat a fuck ton of candy.
I mean, yeah, okay, so yeah, like recently, more.
When we
recently.
Asked you to do a podcast yeah. interviewing about candy.
Well, then so I was like talking to people, like talking to my coworkers. I'm like, oh, my friends are doing this podcast. Like, they're gonna talk about candy. And they're like, well, what do you know about candy? I'm like, well, I did work at this candy store and like Candy in the Month Club, like. Which I guess, I don't know if we'll get
yeah.
into, but I don't know.
What, okay, so you worked at a candy store in high school?
Yeah, in high school. When I was 16, I worked at this place called Pop-a-Lops in Raleigh in Crabtree Valley Mall.
Okay.
It's, like, right in the food court. So, like, you'll walk in on the second floor, they have, like, parking there, and, you're in the food court, but you just walk straight and you see Pop-a-Lops, so it was cool, but it was weird. Like, there's all this candy. It was, like, retro candy. So, we had, like,
what
regular candy.
Retro candy?
Like,
yeah, right, so...
Oh, candy?
Like, dots? Or, like...
Yeah, well, we had dots. Like, we had a whole thing of dots. But we also had, like, a glass case of, like... Man, I can't... I guess, like, whatchamacallits and... I don't even remember. But there was this... I was telling somebody today about this, like, old dude who'd come in with an even older dude. And they would get whatchamacallits... And they would just, like, sit at the table in the food court right outside the candy store and just, like, watch me as they ate the whatchamacallit. Every Sunday, they would come in and eat whatchamacallit.
That's weird.
Yeah, it was really weird. Because, like, anyone could just walk in and, like, I mean, it's the mall.
Yeah.
So. Yeah.
So did you start working there because of your love for candy, or...
Did you get sick discounts on candy?
I got free candy. Like, I got
what?
Non-stop free candy. Well, I don't know if I was supposed to, but, like... Well, because, so... It was owned by this dude, I don't know if he's still the owner, but, guy hired, like, I had friends who worked there, and I needed a job, and I was 16, and I was working at this, like, 50s diner, but it shut down, and then, so I needed a job. I got a job there, and you would just be alone for, like, 5 hours in this candy store, like, you couldn't leave to go to the bathroom, and
oh,
there was no bathroom in the store, but I would leave, because... Like, that's messed
I mean,
up, of
when
course.
You, when you gotta go, you gotta go.
Yeah, so I would, like, put up a little sign, which I later got in trouble for, like, be back in 5 minutes. But yeah, so it was basically just, like, you in this, like, it was not a popular store. Like, people would come in, look at the prices, and they'd be like, I can get this at Walmart for way cheaper. And you'd be like, well, okay.
Okay, they'd go do it.
Yeah, I guess, like, but, I mean, it would be the same as, like, the candy store here, like, at the mall.
Yeah.
So it's, like, same prices. But yeah, we did have, like, so we had the world's largest gummy bear there at the time.
How big was this gummy bear?
It was 5 pounds, and it was $35, and it was, like, I don't, no one can see what,
nope.
what I'm
nope.
doing, but I would say, like, it was, like, a foot tall.
Okay.
And it was very, like, it was large. It was very large.
For 5 pounds, yeah.
Have you ever eaten one?
No. One of the coworkers, we did get 50% off, but I mean,
yeah.
None of us.
If you're like, Claire, you just take it.
Well, everyone, you just, like, get a bag and then, like, scoop whatever you want. Because she'd be bored and was like,
yeah.
I guess I'm going to eat
like,
candy.
Eating out of boredom is, like, all I ever do. So it was pretty much that. Like, my heart would hurt at the end of the shifts just because of all the candy I ate. But, yeah, it was like, oh, yeah, so a coworker got it. And they ate, like, the head of the gummy bear in one night. Like, they were drinking or something. They, like, ate the head with some other coworkers. But I think it just, like, rotted in her fridge or something. Like, I don't know. It was...
Damn.
There's no... Like, there's... I don't even like gummy bears like that. There's no way I would ever eat
a
gummy
bear. Yeah, that's a lot of gummy.
That's too much. It's just too much.
I couldn't imagine, like, a mouth, like, taking a bite out of a gummy bear.
Well, plus, you know, how they get, like, warm and they... Like,
ooh, yeah.
So I can't even imagine, like, a whole gummy bear like that. Like, if you just leave it on your counter or something.
Just,
and it just...
Ugh. Is it bad that my first thought was, like, can you soak that in alcohol and make it into, like, alcoholic gummy bear?
I don't know why they
did. Like a watermelon?
Well, because people do that, I guess. I saw, like, Skittles vodka once when I was a freshman.
Those are things that, like, we see, but then we're like, oh, that looks so cool, and we're never going to do it. But
well, plus it probably tastes terrible, honestly. Yeah. Like, it looks cute, but it doesn't taste cute at all.
It doesn't taste cute.
Like, Skittles vodka to me, like, always looked so cool, but, like, I mean, it would just be, like, pinnacle with...
Yeah, it'd be just, like, probably way too much sugar. Is that a thing to you? Way too much sugar?
Yes, it is. So, I also consider candy different than chocolate. Like, chocolate is not candy.
So, like, do you not like chocolate candy?
I like chocolate candy, but it's not candy. Like, candy to me is, like sweet tarts and Twizzlers and, like, gummy, fruity.
Because I could eat, like, chocolate candy all day, but, like,
I'm not a huge fan of chocolate. Like, I don't really like baked goods or anything too chocolatey. But candy, like, I have low blood sugar as well, so I think if I eat candy throughout the day, like, it helps my blood sugar.
Is that what you tell yourself?
That's what I tell myself. But yeah, the candy store was cool. It was just like, oh, I got a better job opportunity. I did not like the no peeing.
Yeah, that's a really fucked up rule.
Working in the mall was weird because I was 16. Like, just random people would come in and say crazy things and then leave.
Yeah.
And you couldn't really do anything about it. Also worked with this really mean girl. Her name was Kat. She was really mean. Yeah.
Well, you were, okay, so you're part of Candy Club of the Month, or?
Yeah, it's candy, so I, like, saw these Facebook things popping up, and my guess is because, like, cookies in your computer.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
They've got, like, that algorithm to
put
what they track want. Your life.
I don't feel like I've looked up candy stuff before, but I don't know, I just don't even know how it works, really.
Yeah.
It's cookies. Guided me to the Candy Club, and... So it's a little ridiculous. When I tell people about it, they judge me. Because you can sign up. It's a monthly box, and they send you 3 pounds of candy, and it's candy that, like, you just don't, you haven't, like, heard of.
Pounds?
Really. Yeah, pounds.
Three pounds of candy a month?
That's pretty, like, this is, okay, so I brought some, but
this is one of those things where, like, yay, I want to show you, but you're not here.
Yeah. I brought some, but, yeah, so it's, like, 3 pounds. They give you, like, 3 cylinders.
They look like little ice cream pints.
They do. They used to be in mason jars. Like, when I first signed up, they were mason jars, but I've read on their Facebook page that these are better for the environment, so. Oh,
probably cheaper on shipping.
And probably cheaper.
They're like, we're going to say it's for the environment, but.
Yeah. I guess they're a new company, too, so they, like, didn't realize, like, I don't know. I don't know the situation completely. But, yeah. So, you can sign up for, like, 1 month. It's, like, $20, and you get 3 pounds of candy shipped to you. And then it's like, oh, or you can sign up for 6 months for $40. Okay, so it would be $40 a month if you did 6 months, but it's $30 a month if you do a year.
Oh.
So I signed up for a year.
$30 a month?
I work hard. I work every day. This is something I'm willing to sacrifice my money on.
I mean, that's like...
Maybe
that's
I
like,
am addicted.
That's $10 for a pound. I don't know how much...
That's a lot of that, candy.
Yeah.
But it's like candy that... So, like, okay.
What's in so my special hands, about their candy?
Well, yeah, so they give you 3 little cylinders, and then they have, like, scattered candy throughout the thing. So there's really, like, 4 candies. So in my hand, I have one that they sent me this previous month. These are Dorvel ropes? Dorvel ropes? So they sent me, the month before this month, they sent me green apple, sour green apple ropes.
And okay.
This month, they sent me the same brand, but it's, these are Coca-Cola ones.
Oh.
So they're very strange. They're very, like, so the green apple ones, like, I mean, I like sour candy a lot. Like, I like sour candy a lot.
Oh, goodness.
But
oh,
this is the a green apple
this
ones,
is like
yeah.
skin.
Wait. Yeah, they're long. They're so long. They're kind of inconvenient to eat, and they definitely, like, shed all of their sugar.
It looks like bacon covered in sugar.
It does. But it tastes like Coca-Cola.
I don't know if it's good.
It was also in my car for a while.
Oh.
I mean, not too, well.
I can kind of taste the
It's
Coca-Cola.
A little sour.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this one's not so bad. The green apple ones were, like, crazy sour.
Really?
And I, like I said, I like sour candy, but they were, like, almost too sour.
Yeah.
Like, way too sour. I think that's, like, Dorvel or Duvel. They also give you, like, this, like, really cute sheet of paper with, like, a description of the company and the candy.
I don't know.
And,
Okay.
Yep. do you want a piece
yes,
of paper?
Please. I mean, I, like, kind of put mine back in, but, like, for the kids, the other candy. Yeah, thank you. Yeah, so, like, my first month, let me think, I have to look it up on my phone, honestly. I took a picture of it. Because it's really, like, the display is really cute.
What they should have done with the mason jars is, if you sent your mason jars back in, they should have given you a discount.
Yeah.
They should have, well, so I was excited about the mason jars because I was making beef jerky not too long ago, and I was going to, like, just, like, package all the beef jerky in the mason jars.
Oh, that's a really good idea.
But, then they just stopped doing the mason jars. But they also kind of, like, felt, okay, so if you can see, they're not really mason jars, but this is the first one I got.
Oh.
But they, oh, cool. They've gotten cuter since then, if you could even imagine.
Aww.
Listener, you'll just have to use your complete imagination. So this first one was, like, these cherry gummies. Oh, right, so when you sign up, you take, like, a personality test, not really, but it's
like a candy personality
yeah,
test.
Yeah, it's like, what do you
candy
prefer? Like,
works best for you.
Salty, sweet, tangy, chewy. Like, you have to, like, go through all these things, and it's like, we determined for you the combination box is best. I think they have three boxes.
Oh.
And, like, one's, like, super sweet, one's sour, and then one's a combination. So I got the combination.
Nice.
But the first box they sent me, like, these cherry gummies. They sent me these, like, really gross, like, orange creamsicle gummies that were, like, so gummy, like, they would, like,
ooh,
like, stick to your teeth. Like, I did not care for those. I didn't finish those. And they sent me, like, these rainbow gummies. The first box was underwhelming compared to the other ones. And they sent me, like, they scattered these taffies throughout, and the taffies were really
That's
awesome.
That's cute.
That's really awesome.
And then this other one that I've gotten, these are hard candies, which I did not know when I first tried them.
They look like gummy candy. Like,
they do. I don't remember anything about these. I don't know if
I don't know if I'm going to eat one.
I'll just
I don't
one
like
for
hard
later.
Candy.
The green ones are the best ones. It's deceiving because usually green candies are like, I associate them with mint.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They look like gumdrops.
They're good. Like, I can tell I'm going to have these like forever. It's like hard candies that I'm just not ready for in this life.
I don't know why I was expecting those to be sour.
They're not.
Okay,
they kind of.
Okay,
just
I'm
really
gonna like
boring.
Suck on it.
Just yeah, they're boring. And then I think the
that's not my
third
speed.
One. The third
my
one they sent me. I want to say it was like a gummy peach candy, but that might have been last month. But the gummy peach candy was awesome. Like usually I'll finish one in like a day.
Oh my god!
Because it's so good, and I'm like, oh, this is awesome.
I like gummy peach candy.
Yeah. That one was good.
Like the gum, the
peach rings.
Peach rings, yep. Yeah.
Those were my favorite candy when I moved to Greensboro.
Really?
I went through phases with candy. It was like Peachos and Reese's Pieces were my favorite candy when I moved
I
to Greensboro.
I love Reese's Pieces.
That's pretty good.
Right now I'm really into Kazoozles. Oh.
Oh, Kazoozle. Yeah. That's...
Kazoozles are Sweet Tarts ropes. They were bought over or something
Sweet
happened.
Sweet Tarts ropes.
So the... I don't even really know how to describe them. They're like this white... They're like this red rope with like a white filling. And they're just...
Are they chewy?
They're chewy. Yeah, they're chewy candy. And I guess I just like the texture of them. They're really good. But they used to be called Kazoozles. And then Wonka, Nestle, whatever,
yeah.
bought them out. So now they're Sweet Tarts ropes. Mm. And they don't taste like Sweet Tarts. So it's just sort of like...
That's why they're called sweethearts.
Because they're just
they had bad to slap their people, own name on yeah. it. They're bad people.
No, they're not. They make really good candy.
That makes me think of, like, the Nerds ropes. Mm. I got really excited when I was a kid and those first came out.
Yeah.
Wasn't that just, like, a rope with, like, Nerds?
Yeah. On? Yep. That's exactly what it was.
At the movie theater I went to growing up, they would have, like, the kids' boxes, and it would be, like, a thing of Nerds rope, popcorn, and then a drink, and it would be, like, in this box you could just carry around.
Hell yeah. Aww. That's really awesome.
I don't really like Nerds rope, though.
Do you remember those caramel apple lollipops?
Oh, I love those.
Those yes. are the best.
Patrick had those in his book bag for not too... I don't know. He just had them in his book bag.
We used to get them in middle school.
Yeah, I was like... Do they even make those anymore? I feel like certain candies...
They do.
Just like,
it's Tootsie Pop people.
Oh, really?
Whatever those are. Mm. They're just called, like, Tootsie Apple Caramel or something like that.
Huh.
I think you'd have to get them, at, like, in bulk at, like, Walmart or something.
I feel like those were really popular during, like, Halloween.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
For caramel apples.
They always reminded me of my Spanish teacher in Catholic school. On Day of the Dead, she would always bring in, like, these skull lollipops. And so, like, they were white on the outside, but they had, like, some red. It was sort of the same sort of, like, combination situation. It's, like, some white... I don't even know what the flavor was, but it was white. I just remember it being white, and then, like, the red was, like, kind of sour. So it's sort of like you were, like, sucking on someone's skull until you saw the red?
Actually, I feel like I've seen...
They're delicious.
Skull lollipops.
Yeah, those are awesome.
Like, is it, like, white chocolate?
No, it's, like, it's like...
It's candy.
Vanilla hard candy or something?
Yeah, probably. I'm sure it was, like, just vanilla or something. I'll have to say, I have, like, a really guilty pleasure for the orange circus peanuts. So many people hate those.
My God.
But I love them.
Those, so, like I said, the taffy was scattered. So this month, the circus peanuts were scattered.
Really?
But they, okay, I was really mad. I was mad at my mailman, but it wasn't his fault. his or her fault. I don't know. I've never seen my mailman. mail person. But they put the box out, and it was like 100 degrees outside. And it was one of those days where I didn't wake up till like an hour before I had to go into work at 6. So I woke up at 5,
and I
went onto my front porch and saw that there's a shit ton of ants, and so I panicked, and I brought the candy with me, because I didn't have time to go back into my house, and then there's just, like, ants all in my car.
Oh, God.
And now I have an ant problem in my car.
All thanks to candy.
Yeah, did they get into all the candy, or just the circus peanuts?
No, because these are sealed pretty well. They were just in the box. The circus peanuts, though, like... They were, like, stale. They were not good.
Well, I mean,
so they're not, like, individually wrapped?
They are.
Oh, they're...
Like, candies that they spread throughout are individually wrapped. I can't think of what last month's candy was, though. Like, the ones spread throughout. It's usually, like, something sour. I feel like I'm more on the sour box. And people, like, put on their Instagram, because they have Instagram and Facebook. people at Candy Club, by the way, in case you guys forgot. people, like, post pictures, like, not everyone gets the same box, like, it's personalized, but it's also, like, if I had the same as, like, somebody else with, like, sweet, sour combination, like, they would get a different thing of candy, which
that's
I think
really
is cool, because usually it's like, oh, well, this girl got her shipment before me, like, surprise is ruined, I don't know.
Yeah. You should get a bunch of friends together and all get the Candy Club of the Month and all get different things and just sit down and...
Well, if
get
I
diabetes.
Can find other people who are willing to spend $30 a month for a year, I would definitely
listeners
tell them to do that.
Yeah, if you really like candy, hit up Claire.
We could have, like, a meetup. We could try each other's candy.
This is what adults do, right?
Yeah.
Well,
let's bring
we all
open this bag.
Yes.
Yeah. So, you just want to pick one out?
Me?
Okay. Yep.
Oh my god, there's so much.
Yeah, dude, I told you,
I've never seen these before. I was like, you told me that you were going to get candy that I'd never heard of, but I was like, ha ha ha.
You were like, silly girl, I know all the candies.
We went to
there's
Li
some
Ming's
of these things
and
that
got
I don't
some
even know
Asian
what they
candies.
Are.
Where'd you go?
Li Ming's.
Where's that?
This one's on High Point Road.
Oh.
It's like Super G, but a little bit different.
Oh.
Yeah.
A little bit more overpriced.
These are really cute.
Jess was picking stuff up, and I was like, I don't
know
what
this is. I'm
going
to take a picture.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
We have so much candy.
So much.
I'm going to take a picture.
Okay.
Very cute.
I wish I could tell you the name of this candy, but it's in Chinese or something.
Is there any English writing on it?
No. Like, no English. Nutrition facts are in English.
Okay, no, don't read those.
You don't. I got this mimosa.
Hadson Trading Company in New York.
Okay.
So, New York, actually.
And New York has that huge candy bar in New York City, Dylan's Candy Bar, which I've always wanted to go to.
Ooh.
It's, like, a famous candy place.
You should take a vacation where you just, like, travel the states and go to all the candy places.
I want
to
do that, but also with beef jerky.
Ooh.
Beef jerky and candy.
Beef jerky and candy.
Yeah.
Okay. You have an eclectic taste.
I eat very healthy.
The one that I chose is, like, covered in, like, this, like, pastry-ish
thing. So we should all try it?
Should we?
No, you try different ones. Or the same one.
We should.
Or we could share.
I'm gonna...
Oh. I don't want to take... Okay.
It doesn't matter. I'm gonna try the one that looks
like
a tiny roll.
It's like this weird cakey thing.
It looks like a cute piece of toast with, like, Nutella on it.
Oh, my.
What? Oh, my. This looks like a miniature dinner roll.
That's cute. Nice. Oh.
I don't know how I feel.
Wait, is this a dinner roll?
I'm gonna take a sip of water, because hold on, I gotta decide what this tastes like.
Take a sip of mimosa.
Guys, I feel like I'm just eating bread.
I feel like I'm just also eating bread, but I don't hate it.
Yeah, that's the thing. I don't hate it, but...
It just seems like...
Oh, I like yours. It's like sort of marzipan-y in the middle. That one's like, I don't even know how to describe it.
Well, it's like if I was gonna eat like 400 calories in one of these things, like, and it doesn't taste like anything, like I would eat like a hamburger or something.
Yeah.
I don't know if I would...
Do you wanna try the miniature bread roll?
It's pretty good. I like that one.
Thank you.
I'm interested in what this
Yeah, are these the same? They have like different designs, but
they might be
they might be in different flavors? I don't know.
This one does look darker in the middle. These are like white squares.
They're like sugar cubes, but soft. But like big and soft.
Oh, I like this one. This little brioche bun.
Yeah. Does that even classify as candy, though? It's more like a pastry.
It is more like a pastry. Yeah, I don't know if this is candy.
Oh, my.
But I don't know about that one.
Do you want to try this one?
Mm-hmm.
There's just way too much sugar going on there.
Yeah, I feel like I'm not going to like this.
That one isn't...
It feels really weird. It feels like a, I don't know.
Like, so many things are coming to my mind, but I can't...
That one is squishier than
think of
this
any of them.
One.
It feels like a sponge that's been in the sink for, like...
Oh, God. I do not like the texture of this one.
It's like you're crunching into, like, just straight sugar.
It's like...
I don't like it at all. I, like, truly do not like this at all. I'm not going to spit it out, but if I was closer to the edge of the porch, I would definitely spit it out.
Try this one, you're definitely not going to like it.
I don't know, what if I love it? I'm going to tell myself that.
Oh, wow.
It actually kind of... That one, the one that I just tried that I did not like, has an okay aftertaste.
Yeah.
It's kind of like rice.
Right!
It's
See,
like
it
rice
is
cracker.
Like rice.
I don't mind
that's what I was thinking of.
The taste like of rice. Any of them, but the last two that we tried, I don't like the texture of them at all.
I feel like if I didn't associate this with candy, I
yeah.
might like it. You know, like, I'm thinking of candy and sweet with all of these things, but some of them have, like, these weird savory flavors.
Well, I think the good thing about, like, what most people like about candy, or I don't know, like, maybe psychological, I don't know. Like,
yeah.
I like candy because it's very vibrant and bright and cute.
Yeah.
And, like, growing up watching anime and stuff like that, like,
mm-hmm.
like the little star candies in Spirited Away or something
mm-hmm.
like that.
Yeah.
That's adorable. So, that's one of the reasons I like candy, and this packaging is, like, also super adorable, so
yeah.
I would buy it for that reason.
I think that's... Is that
I
why
would
we
just eat the bread part around this.
Yeah.
Not the, like,
yeah.
gummy.
I don't know. What is this drawing on it, though? It's like...
I don't know.
Are those plums?
Either plums or, like... Is that
like
figs look like?
I'm having
it
a hard time
figs.
With this one.
I feel like there's
yeah,
a lot of, like,
rough.
Date
You can spit
plum,
it that way if
like,
you
I swallowed it. I swallowed it. I, like, even want to go back to the one that I was gagging at earlier to get rid of that one stays.
Okay. Next.
Okay.
Whoop.
I'm, like, trying not to look through the bag. Oh, my God. There's just so much candy in here. Ooh. Botan rice candy.
Oh, this one said that the paper was edible in it. The stuff that the candy is wrapped in is edible.
And it has free children's stickers inside.
Yeah.
Free children's sticker.
Just one. We have to fight over it. Sorry. Once we all have our hearts beating out of our chest, we're going to be like, all right, let's go fight for the sticker.
Okay, yeah, maybe I should have chose like a less sugary drink to accompany this candy.
Okay.
Wait, that paper.
Who wants the sticker?
What does it look like?
Yeah, what is
it? It's a little soccer player. It's a little girl soccer player. She looks scared. She's very scared. Nobody?
I mean, I kind of want it, but like, I don't want to be selfish.
Yeah, I guess. Okay.
It's number 10.
I think there's paper inside. It's like wrapped in plastic, and then there's paper inside. Okay, I was about to be like,
this does not look edible, actually.
Ooh, I like this. It's cute.
Botan AME.
Botan, isn't that a character in Dragon Ball Z, or is that not?
You're asking the wrong
people. Should I eat the paper?
Botan? I'm going to eat the paper.
Am I making somebody mad out there?
I feel like...
No, you got to eat the paper.
Yeah, it's stuck to... But it's also stuck to it.
Are you guys sure this is edible?
I think I've had candy like this before. It's totally edible.
Yeah, because it's melting on my...
Does it say it?
No!
I was just guessing.
The box that these were...
I've had paper. It's like communion bread. That's what it tastes like. I want to cut this school. It's okay.
Oh, man. My teeth. This is not the podcast for my teeth.
Side note. So, I had 2 root canals.
Nope.
2 years ago.
Wait, is this gum? Continue.
I had two root canals? Yeah. And at the root canal, the dentist told me, because I've had so many cavities. But
I wonder why.
Okay, my eating habits do not help, but the root canal, my dentist told me that I have a weak enamel, like I was just born with weak enamel.
Yeah.
So... Like, I'll have to stop eating sugary stuff. And I was like,
That has never happened.
Yeah, I mean, like, YOLO. I hate myself.
So how many times a day do you brush your teeth?
I was told to only brush your teeth once a day.
Were you told that by someone who was aware of your candy habit?
No. I didn't talk to him. He looked like Tim Curry. I mean, like, he was cool. That's just all I remember.
What if your dentist was really Tim Curry?
Well, I'd probably go back to him because I have to get another root canal soon.
Oh my god!
But it's on this side of my mouth, so it's okay. I'll chill on this side.
So that totals 3 root canals.
I think I'm gonna have to get 2 more.
Oh my god, Claire!
Okay, I like this candy.
I think I would just eat the paper.
I like it.
I like it it's for the first 30 seconds.
It's kind of gingery despite its like pink appearance.
Oh yeah.
It reminds me of bubblegum, but that's why I was, like, really afraid to finish eating it. Because I was like, am I just eating gum? But
if I was,
it's gone.
Yeah. If I was offered that candy, I would eat it. I would never... I don't know if I'd ever buy it. Depends on how much it costs.
It was, like,
99 cents.
Yeah.
I was going to say I'd buy it if it was 25.
You're on a budget. Sure.
Ooh.
Oh, that's a receipt.
That's a receipt.
Guys,
eat that paper too.
This one's edible. I swear.
Oh,
we're picking out all the Asian candy before we get.
Well, that's probably best because we know that.
Okay, we've got gourd candy.
Gourd candy. I've heard of gourd candy, but I've never actually tasted it.
I was gonna say I think there's a tear on it, but
I want to take a picture.
Oh
no, no, no! I just want to take a picture of it, just because it's also cute, you know.
Yeah.
Asian candy is just so cute. They're candy.
They do really.
It's all like gummy.
I guess
it's all like your kind of candy.
I guess I'm glad for it.
This reminds me of like the pineapple, like candied pineapple.
Oh yeah.
I was thinking
it kind of looks like gemstones.
I thought when you pulled it out, it was hard rock candy.
Oh wow. Yeah. It's like the candied pineapple.
Oh my yeah.
Well, but then it has this like weird.
This is so sweet.
As soon as I bit into it, it's just so...
I like the texture, but it's like it. There's like fibers afterwards that you can't chew.
Well, before I bit into it, my teeth started hurting. That's because I was like talking about my Pokemon. It's all very psychosomatic. But
you need my water.
It's very sugary. Oh. That's just straight up. This is like what cotton candy would be like if it was just solidified.
Yeah.
Like, it was just sitting out. Like, you know when cotton candy gets, like, wet and then it's, like, hard?
That's exactly what
this
is.
This.
You're good at this.
I don't
know. Have you thought about making this a profession?
I don't even know, like, you know how, like, wine sommeliers or, like, beer cicerones? I wonder if they have anything for candy.
They have to.
You can make it.
And I'm sure there's people that do, like, there's the candy...
something on, like, a...
Candy Club of the Month.
I don't know if I can eat this.
Dude, I can't... I
I'm gonna eat one more bite.
That
I don't
one
know if I can eat the same one.
The addiction is real.
Question, how's your car?
Yeah, that's, like, solid cotton candy.
Oh, man.
I like it, though. I kind of like it. Just because of the comparison.
I think it might be my favorite so far, besides oh, the little dinner roll. Oh, no.
I've never had those before, but I saw them.
I'm going to take one more. I'm just going to, like, try to
document
this.
Dude, yeah, you're fine. Take all the pictures of the candies.
We've just chosen smog balls.
Sour smog balls.
Sour smog balls.
It has a story on the back.
Oh, wait, the really? Story? I didn't even see that.
The fiendish plot of Dr. Smog. Dr. Igor Smog is a wealthy industrialist who made his fortune in heavy manufacturing, but his methods are wasteful and produce lots of toxic byproducts, which he disposes of in environmentally irresponsible ways. I like that because it, like, teaches kids about, like...
That's awesome.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
Oh. His latest scheme is to pump massive amounts of toxic smog into the atmosphere from the smokestacks of his factory. Once airborne, the pollution will condense into particles of solid waste and rain down upon the unsuspecting countryside.
Oh my god.
Jeez. Fortunately, Professor Sournoggin is on the case. And this is spelled like Sour Broughton, but then, so the Broughton is just Noggin. Sournoggin has dedicated his life to finding ways to transform toxic waste into good and useful products. One blast from his rooftop, Smog-O-Matic ray gun, and the whole cloud will rain down delicious sour candy balls. An outcome Dr. Smog is less than pleased about. And there's assorted flavors, blue raspberry, strawberry, lemon, grape, lime, and cherry.
But that's interesting.
Also,
I just thought of the Powerpuff Girls the whole time.
It says, toxic waste candy sponsors a cleaner planet.
Oh. Look, guys, I did something good.
Is that real, or is it just... Oh, and then there's also, like, a picture of the
maybe,
two professors.
Maybe they do it where it's, like, if you buy it, they donate, like, so much money to...
It's toxicwastecandy.com. There's very few ingredients in it, though, so that's a good thing. Oh, okay. Sugar, corn, syrup, citric
Smog.
Acid, blah, 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 blah. Made in Pakistan. So...
Oh,
that's
man.
Oh, no! It's okay. You can still get it
there's
out.
There's a fly in my mimosa.
Life. No, don't use the
baby.
In
the Coca-Cola candy
wrap. It worked!
Oh, throw that in the... away. Throw that
I
want to
say
ether.
Throw it in the yard, but I'm afraid the dog's going to eat it.
Okay, he flew away. Should I still drink it?
Yes. It's fine.
Okay, I'll trade it with you if you want.
We're about to eat smog balls.
Okay, let's eat these
okay,
balls.
Sorry. I was just like, there's so much going on in this packaging. It's like, so. Mm. Yeah, you should cut it, because it's cuter that way. How many times will I say cute in this podcast?
One of our listeners needs to keep track. I feel like Claire said cute 580 times.
I think these are going to be good. I like the way they look.
Wait, you can't bite them.
You can bite them.
But I can't.
Bite them?
It's really hard.
Ow. Mine was really chewy.
They're like those Wonka candies.
What one? What?
I don't know. There's little Wonka candies in the balls. I don't know. There's a lot of Wonka candies.
Yours was yours really chewy?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, ours was really...
I had a purple one. Do you remember what color you had?
Whoa. Ew.
Pink.
Ew.
Had it smog?
Yeah,
it
I got it.
Oh my god.
Smog.
Wait,
your mouth
is immediately
blue. Oh no!
Blue.
Your mouth is blue!
Oh my god. It like erupts in your mouth?
Is your mouth the color?
Yours is.
A little bit red.
Oh,
did you bite yours?
This
yeah.
one's hard to chew. This red one is not good.
Yeah.
Chew.
So
wait,
some of them are more chewy than
try
others?
A purple one.
You want to try a purple one?
No!
I want to try a blue one. I want to have a blue mouth.
Okay, now it tastes like toxic waste.
I thought it was pretty good.
I like these.
I don't know. I'm just like not a
oh, yeah, the purple
candy
ones,
person.
The,
oh, God. I think it's just the purple ones, or maybe it's just, like, the way this is aged.
Oh, God.
Because who knows when they got this, you know?
Yeah.
Well, let's see.
Yeah.
I like these.
I like
sour
those.
Smog balls are a plus.
Yeah. Oh, that hit me a little too hard. I was about to say something, and then I was like, oh, too sour right now. Can't
nah.
talk. No, I think
I just wanted just the blue ones? That's fucked up. I mean, it's messed
did
up.
You, did, you, oh, did you eat, was, did you get one of the blue ones?
Mm-mm, that was a green one. I changed my mind last minute.
Wait, is my mouth a color?
No.
Oh.
Just your, just,
it's so blue.
Oh, God. All right.
I'm going to drink some water because.
Just as a no-go for the sour small
I'm
balls.
Just, like, not, like, sugar candy.
Right.
Right. You go back to these
I like
little,
chocolate candy.
These little toasts. Oh, they're loose smog ball. This fly is loving every second of this.
Yeah, dude, they're all about this.
Oh. Okay. So this is Jelly Belly draft beer flavored jelly beans.
Yep.
That's so strange.
They're golden dude, jelly beans.
They actually... Oh, I want to take a picture of this one, too.
They actually had another one, and I wanted to get it, but it was kind of expensive for how tiny it was. It was champagne-flavored ones, and it came in this, like, cute little champagne
ooh,
bottle.
Ooh, champagne ones.
But they were, like, almost, like, $2.50, and I was like, that's not...
Oh, they're so
right.
Golden.
Right. You want to pour? Okay.
Draft beer jelly beans.
I have to drink more water before I can determine.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to get through it.
I need to take a break.
Jess is like, oh, we have to eat this as quickly as possible.
They're not good.
It tastes like beer.
That's weird. Okay, so I was thinking of this today when I was thinking of like what we would possibly be talking about while doing this. And I was thinking of when Harry Potter came out, they had those birdie bots.
Yeah.
And I thought that was so awesome. And that new Harry Potter book came out yesterday.
Yeah.
So I was thinking about that just in general.
Yeah, those they actually did them to where they, like, actually tasted really bad.
I thought that was the coolest thing, though. Like,
yeah.
When I was a kid, I thought that was so, so cool. Because they sold them at the movie theater when, like, the second movie came out or something like that. This place is fly central.
Yeah.
We got rid of the mosquitoes, but no.
Can I use that bag?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I think I spit some gum out in
there. I am not going to lie. These are really cute. Like, they're shiny.
Mm-hmm. All
right.
I'm going to throw some of this candy away.
Yeah, I'm fine.
I'm going to put some in my little bag just to take home with me.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Definitely.
Do you want anything?
You can take
the
smog balls.
Are you guys sure?
Yeah. Here, yeah.
Here, do you want the rice paper candy?
I'll take whatever you guys don't want.
She has an addiction we're feeding.
Yeah. Are you done with these?
Yeah. I can't.
Okay.
Did you try it yet?
No, I'm scared.
It's not that bad. It tastes like a jelly bean, but then there's like a second of beer.
It smells like beer. It really smells like
beer. How do they do that?
I don't know.
Chemicals.
But
lots of chemicals. That's beer. That's so strange.
We're like thinking really hard about this.
It's just so weird. It's like a beer jelly bean.
I can taste it a little bit.
You can't taste it? I mean, we
also drank a lot of beer today.
Ruined our mouths. You drank a lot of beer today?
I had like 3 or 4 earlier, which is a lot for me because I don't typically drink beer.
You should put one of these in your beer.
I know what
and
I'm
then
doing.
We should
have
the champagne ones and then put them in our mimosas. Even though this is cheap $6 Andre.
I'm not against the draft beer jelly beans. I thought I would be like disgusted by them.
I would buy them to have other people try them, but I don't know if I would ever eat them again.
Yeah.
The thing about I think Jelly Belly does a pretty good job of like making flavors that like
actually
taste okay. I mean, yeah, it tastes like beer, but like it's still a jelly bean.
Yeah. I don't know.
It's still fun to eat.
Just
because it's chewy.
My teeth, guys, I can feel them corroding.
Yeah, can we just like
eroding.
Let's just like take a
we'll take a quick I mean, you don't have to pause it, we can talk, but so
thoughts on I know, I gotta swish my mouth with water too.
Thoughts on any of the candies other than like yay nay.
Just
so much sugar.
I guess I liked all of them except for this sugar cube
thing that we have no idea what it is.
Date one? The first one that we tried.
Yeah.
Not the first candy, but the first set.
when we were at the store,
I like this one. The toast one.
They do so, like, they do such a good job with their packaging. Like, they make everything look so cute.
Right.
And even if it is the same thing, they package it differently, and people that can't read any of it, they're like, oh, this has to be different, but it's the same thing.
I was like, if I got a Super G, I'll just buy, like, the Hello Panda.
Yes.
I love those.
I got some of those while we were there.
And I guess that's not, by my terms, it's not really candy.
Yeah.
I don't know. Candy,
no,
like,
I agree.
If you talk to anybody, like, candy is chocolate and, like, sweet or sugary stuff.
And those are, like, cookie-filled, filled with cream.
Okay, next.
Next, what do we have next? Just you pick.
These weird things. Okay, they're, like, purple taffies.
They had a, No, there's a fly in your mimosa again!
God damn
it. Just your mimosa.
Okay. Chewy milk candy with purple yam.
Ew. I mean,
I don't know how
weird.
I feel about this.
Can I take a picture? Pretend.
Pretend that they're still together.
I don't think they're Asian. I think they're Mexican.
Yeah. Lucia, I think, aren't these the same people who make Chupa Chups? Chupa Chups.
What is that?
I don't know what that is.
You guys, they're like those lollipops with the, girl, and she, like, looks like this girl.
Oh, I see.
What?
Oh, maybe not. Maybe that's just, maybe I'm just wrong. But you know, Chupa, they're like lollipops, and they would pass them out, and they're like, I mean, they're just lollipops. There's nothing special about them.
Oh. Yeah.
They're like Dum Dums, but Chupa Chups.
But Chupa Chups.
Yeah.
Okay, this is like a crayon.
You should.
Holy crap.
After we determine the flavor,
this
you should try
like,
to draw with
I
it.
I just did. It doesn't work.
Oh.
Ew! Like,
you didn't even, I feel like you didn't even.
So this is yam candy.
I guess so, yeah.
That's weird. I'm not even, like, super familiar with the these look like,
I feel
oil
like I'm
pastels.
Eating a crayon. Exactly.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm eating a crayon.
Because when you buy oil pastels, they're, like, wrapped up very particularly like this. Oh, I don't like the smell of it. I definitely don't.
Okay, it tastes better than it smells, but it doesn't taste very good.
Ugh. Doughy. I don't want.
This podcast was a mistake.
I'm gonna have to spit this one out.
Yeah. I mean, okay, so if you... If you chew on it for long enough, I can get the milky texture, though. But...
Milky yams is not...
Don't eat
my
them.
My jams.
Did you say it's not my jams?
No.
Jams
is not my jams.
Alright.
Yeah, I got a spirit for radio, so...
Okay, I think it's coffee soft candy, but I cut the top off. Oh, sorry, we're moving
coffee.
On. I think we're all ready to eat something else.
I gotta get that taste out of my
mouth.
I'm gonna
take a picture of this if that's okay. Thank you so much. Oh, these look... Okay, so these are toffees.
Jeez. Oh, they're toffee?
Coffee toffee?
They look like truffles on the package. That's what I was trying to think of.
They do. I hope it's good.
After that last nightmare.
Ugh.
These look just like truffles, but like hard... Hard truffles.
Yay!
Mmm.
I like this one.
I like this one, too.
Mmm. Well, that's coffee.
Yeah,
oh,
wow.
I really like this.
That's
Aww.
Coffee. This is really good.
Shit. No, I gotta get these somewhere.
Here you go. How many do you want, Tara?
What?
You wanna keep some?
Maybe like two. That was
great.
Three.
I'm gonna take three.
You can take the whole bag.
Yeah.
You don't want them?
Uh-uh.
What if I give you these?
No.
Yeah,
thank you so much.
Keep them.
These are awesome.
These are really good.
I'm gonna eat these first. Oh my god. Calorie content.
Don't even tell us.
Yeah.
That's just a mistake.
That's always the worst part. You find something you just want to eat an entire bag of, and then it's like...
Those are by far my favorite thing that we've tried.
Yeah. They're like little truffles.
I love them. Okay. I love them. Turkish taffy. We have this at the candy store I worked at.
Did you ever
try
it?
No. Because it did not appeal to me. But...
It was just weird. I didn't know the difference between...
It looks
regular
like a candy
bar.
Yeah. So the slogan is smack it, crack it. And I would see customers come in and they would like...
Really?
Do you want me to do it? And
yeah.
And I'd be like... But you have to like break it. Because usually they're like
a
lot... You have to keep them frozen. Or not frozen, but cold. just because it's taffy, like, it'll melt like any mm-hmm. laffy taffy or something yeah. like that would. But people would crack them, and then you crack them, and they, like, just, you're supposed to, like, distribute them?
But who huh. shares their candy?
Fools. and us.
And us. For an experiment. For science.
I have a stomachache.
It's okay, just go home and eat a bunch of so smack vegetables later.
I'm not gonna eat a bunch of anything.
I did have a salad today, so I feel okay.
I ate Bojangles today.
I had hash browns as well at work. Oh.
Is that
so
really
this is why
difficult?
You like freeze it or keep it cold no. so you can
just bite it.
Just bite it.
We're
Oh wow.
It cracked. I got the crack part. I don't even know if
do you just wanna
I'm sorry, my hands, just I just washed my hands.
Okay. Yeah. She's got the whole bar in her hands.
That looks really tough.
I just washed my hands. It's a big white
I thought
taffy
taffy
bar.
Was supposed to be, like, chewy.
It's chewy.
Oh, it's not too chewy.
It's like, take out your fillings,
oh my God.
Chewy.
Yeah. Like, I can't separate my mouth. It's good, though. It tastes like something.
There's, like, white chocolate.
Well, it's vanilla.
Yeah, it's vanilla. And oh, yeah. No, this was getting stuck.
It tastes like hot chocolate.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe because we just ate the coffee candy, but those
yeah.
are probably
oh
really
God.
Good together.
You should wrap the coffee candy in the taffy and then eat it that way.
Melt it down and put it on the s'mores.
Oh, my God. Man. That would be so good. Mm-hmm. I'm putting this back in the wrapper.
I hurt my teeth hurt so bad.
We only have a few more to go,
well,
guys.
Well, I told you guys about the root canal issue on this side, but I think the tooth behind my previous root canal is, I think I have, like, a cavity over there.
That's okay.
Because I've been eating on this side so much to prevent this root, this decayed tooth from getting worse.
That's okay. I just recently got a filling, on my left side, and I fucked it up the day I got it, and, so now I can't really, like, chew anything on that side, and it fucking sucks.
Yeah. Dental pain? In general?
It's the worst.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I need really is.
Also, even, help. Like, getting your mouth worked on, because you have to keep your mouth open for forever.
Yep.
It's like giving a really awful blowjob. That's what it is.
They put, like, those dental dams in your mouth, like, to keep your mouth open?
No, I haven't even had it. When I got my fillings done, they didn't even do that.
Have you guys had a root canal?
No.
Oh, they're, like, truly awful, and you would see people with, like, root canal, like with the bandages around their head, like, just, like, old cartoons or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
And I can see, without modern medicine, that being the case, because they literally, they drill a hole in the middle of your tooth, so they can suck out the infection, and then kill the nerves that are attached to it. Like, so, my two teeth that I had the root canals on, they're dead teeth, and then, so they, like, fill it back up with, like, medicine. But you're there. You don't have feeling in this,
yeah,
right.
Anymore. And then you put a crown on it, and the crown's like $1,000.
Oh,
it's all very expensive. It's ridiculous. But
that sounds awful. Now I'm kind of worried that I cracked my filling and got an infection, and then I'm gonna have to.
You would know if you had, like, because I think maybe I'll have to get a root canal, but. It got to the point where, like, it was so painful. I called my mom crying at, like, 3 a.m, saying that I was going to throw myself in front. I was not intoxicated either. I was just, like, in so much pain.
I'm an only child.
I'm a 25-year-old child.
Dude, I feel
and I was,
that.
Like, I'm going to throw myself in front of a train. I don't know what to do. But, like, tooth pain sucks. It sucks so much.
Yeah.
I felt like I was going crazy.
That affects your whole head.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, and I think I, like, lost a bunch of weight in the month that I was having all this shit pain, and then even afterwards, because it's, like, recovery time and stuff,
yeah.
Like, you just suck to eat.
Yeah.
But luckily, I was at UNCG, and they have Obon Pond, the Bryan Building, so I was like, soup.
All the soup. All right, we got two left?
Yep.
Is that a cowtail?
It is.
It's a caramel apple cowtail.
Ooh!
I didn't even know they made other flavors other than, like, chocolate. Vanilla and I think strawberry.
Yeah, it's cowtail with red in the middle.
It's
which
red
is
in the
not
middle?
The color I think of when I think of caramel apple.
Mm-mm.
Oh, not that.
We just want to take a bite. Ooh.
Yeah, just
this
a bite.
This is
yeah.
like a bone and bone marrow.
That's oh, God.
I do not care for cowtails.
Really?
Really? I love cocktails.
I don't know if you guys remember Pierce at all, but he would, like, he's the kind of person who would just buy a bunch of candy because he wanted to eat candy, but he'd buy a huge bag and then just leave it at your house so it'd be your candy. He'd be like, oh, thank you, Pierce. He loves cowtails.
I've always really liked them.
I don't like this cowtail.
Actually, I don't mind this.
It's like a jelly donut.
Yeah. I might just be completely over candy right now.
You probably are.
I'm over
candy. When you hit that wall, you hit it hard.
Oh, yeah.
You guys just don't eat candy. Because actually, I don't mind this taste.
Yeah, no, I actually kind of like that. One more. Yeah, I'm going to have one more bite.
Okay, go for it, guys.
What are you talking about, Jess? You don't want the...
I'm just so sick right now.
These are similar to the Kazoozles I was talking about, because they have, like, a filling.
It's like
a tube with a filling. Tube filling. That sounds weird. But that's what it is.
I like the apple. I'm digging that.
I ate a bite of pretzel before I had that, so that could have contributed to it. Combination.
Yeah, I need a pretzel.
Melt it on a pretzel.
What if you get a pretzel and wrap it in cowtails?
Top it with the coffee toffee.
Yeah.
Wrapped in Turkish.
Stop.
All those things.
I don't know. These
mash them all
sound
up,
really good.
Put them in a smoothie. Ice cream toppings. There you go.
That ice would be a toppings. Good ice cream topping.
Right now, I'm just using the pretzels to, like, chew with to get the candy out of the insides of my teeth.
That's like my life. Get some, like, white cheddar popcorn. Cleanse your palate. Dislodge the candy.
But then you get, like, a popcorn kernel stuck in your tooth.
That doesn't really happen to me.
Oh, well, just kidding.
I'm the only person in the world that's never happened to. I'm just kidding. It does happen.
And the last one
of those
one
sacrifices
is,
you make.
Is one that Claire does not consider candy.
Oh, yeah.
But I grabbed it because chocolate bacon bar.
Bacon luscious.
Yeah, I don't know how to pronounce that.
Bacon luscious. Is it luscious?
I mean,
is it
an X, though?
Yeah.
That's not how you spell luscious.
No, it's not. It has a C instead of an
X. So bacon, maybe it's like, there's so much bacon, it's bacon deluxious.
I can get that.
Bacon luxious.
Okay.
But I can't imagine going wrong with chocolate and bacon.
This candy's gone. That was all talk. Scissors.
It's the scissors.
Oh, God.
Okay.
Did we lose them?
I wouldn't care so much.
Oh, they're just over there.
Wasn't melted so much.
Oh,
I've had bacon chocolate before.
I didn't even think about how hot
it
is.
I guess we should have, like, prioritized the candy.
Yeah. Oops. Oh, well.
Okay. Well, this is what we're doing.
Oh, that's floppy. That's floppy chocolate.
It's hot.
Oh.
Aww.
Oh, God. It's Turkish taffy all over again.
Oh, God.
Just take it all.
Oh, no. That's it.
This would be so much better cold.
Well, if you put it in the freezer, I guess, it wouldn't be that
Put that bad. In the freezer, Tara.
It's just so
It's like a crunch bar, but bacon.
Okay. That's not bad. Where I work... We have chocolate-covered bacon.
Oh.
And it's like, people are, like, amazed by it. It's like one strip of chocolate-covered bacon. And it is, like, a novelty, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't care for it. I don't like the bacon craze. I do like bacon, but not the whole.
Yeah.
Bacon everything.
I just like
I think those Epic Mealtime guys ruined it for me.
What?
The Epic Mealtime guys?
I don't even know what that is.
Epic Mealtime?
I don't know.
It's like, was this YouTube channel? Okay, well, it was this YouTube channel, and they would just make ridiculous meals just, like, topped with bacon. They're just bacon everything, like.
Oh, God.
We're gonna make meatloaf wrapped in bacon, wrapped in eggs wrapped in bacon, wrapped in pancakes wrapped in bacon, something like that. Like, it was just, like, ridiculous stuff, like, but bacon everything.
Dang. Do you want me to... I can probably get you a pair.
Oh, wow.
I'll just lick my fingers clean.
Oh, man.
I need this
one. I really like that sweet, salty thing.
Mm-hmm.
I can get down with
that. Well, like sea salt chocolate. I like that.
Yeah.
Ooh, have you had chili chocolate?
Mm-hmm.
That stuff's good.
I think, like, chili chocolate stouts now to drink and... Well, obviously. But
yeah, so, to stare
so
at.
Good. Those are awesome.
I can see that being good. Oh man. Now we're all gonna get diabetes.
I have nothing to talk about anymore because I'm so sugar bloated.
Yeah, I think at least my brain is just complete fuzz right now.
I don't feel well.
That's a really bad idea.
Oh, I think it was a great idea.
Okay, did I even take pictures of the...
You stopped taking pictures, like, halfway through.
Oh, God.
That's why I was handing them to you. Like, she must want a picture.
We took a picture of all of them together at once.
Yeah, you can use that.
I get this Turkish taffy.
Yeah.
Take that.
Do you want to take a picture of the cow tail that's half-eaten?
Man, guys. Does anybody want these yam candies, or are we gonna throw these away?
I want them so I can make other people have them.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I love
like,
making people try terrible things. Yes.
Where's the little thing? Oh, here it is, if you want to tell them what it is later.
Make people eat these and then, like, watch for their reaction, be like, yeah, isn't it awful?
Oh,
it's
man.
It's kind of like, what the devil would do, I guess.
Here, you can have these two.
You don't want them?
Just, no. Do you get all of them?
No.
Get it away.
Are you guys, like, you're just crashing from the sugar high right now, and then later you're gonna want these candies?
No. I'm probably gonna eat the chocolate, because I really like chocolate.
Let me take a picture of it, though. For my personal collection.
Your personal collection?
Don't worry
Do you
about
have,
it.
Like, a little black book of, like, all the candy you've tried?
Oh, God, I should, though. I should start a blog.
Oh, you like, should.
It could be really cute. You could use the wrappers. Like a little scrapbook.
Do you guys you're going to have a podcast where you eat other things, like, in excess? Like
Never candy
today?
Again.
Never candy
Never
again.
Never candy.
But we probably will do more eating podcasts.
Yeah.
This was an interesting experience.
Snacks. Yep. Man.
My heart hurts.
So
we're going to stop this podcast before we pass out.
We're all dead inside already. There's just sugar running through our
I'm just trying to eat as many pretzels as possible before my heart stops.
Oh my God. Claire, thank you for being here.
Thank you guys for having me.
And eating all
Thanks
the candy.
Thanks for eating all this candy with us.
Thank you for giving me all this candy. We got a bag full of candy. Weird candy.
Oh man. Guys, if you have any weird candies that you want us to know about, we're probably not going to try them.
I will.
Yeah, tell us. We'll Let tell Claire. Email us at guidedbspodcast@gmail.com.
Or check out our website at guidedbs.com.
And make sure to subscribe to us, pretty please. That'd be awesome.
Please.
So. Woo! Woo! All right.
We're all going to be pumped in a second.
Yeah.
Go eat some candy, but like not as much as we just did.
No.
Bye, guys.
Bye.